Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we have the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling. Tommy Dreamer and I react to NXT on a Tuesday night on Sci-Fi. And speaking of Sci-Fi, we have Stephen Amell and also Alexander Ludwig, the stars of the new TV show on Stars called Heels. Talk about that new show. Talk about CM Punk and the world of pro wrestling right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tommy, I think where we should start on a Wednesday morning is NXT from last night. Pretty newsworthy show coming off a Tuesday night, Tommy.
A lot of angles were in set in place for TakeOver. Mm-hmm. It was a good show. It was made me laugh. Didn't make me cry. Made me want to continue to watch. But you and I were talking off the air. It feels a little bit of hot shotting going on down in NXT land.
And you know what? You said it didn't make you cry. It kind of brought a tear to my eye. And here's why. The way the show, you know, happened early on with Karrion Kross and Samoa Joe, like I was hoping for a long-term story between these two. And maybe I'm reading into it a little bit too much, Tommy, but it seems to me now that Samoa Joe has reinstated himself as a in-ring wrestler. And that's what happened last night. Like you just said, it seems like they're hot-shotting this angle. They're going right to a match at TakeOver. And I would think that we probably have a new NXT champion coming out of TakeOver in August.
Samoa Joe as your NXT champion does not offend me whatsoever. But yes, this could have been a much bigger build. But with Karrion Kross now on Raw, I would imagine that he would be brought to that brand unless they're going to swerve us. And then they're going to represent maybe their trying to make the NXT champion also wrestle on Raw. It would be nice if they told us this to carry over angles to the next day, which was what a lot of fans had hoped for, where we would have Raw and it could kind of help with, you know, we have our little commercials for NXT, but maybe some crossover stuff. Yeah. And also with Gabby, who called it the big turn. I think the NXT Women's Champion will probably get called up to the main roster as well.
Raquel, so you're thinking that this is leading to a match with Dakota Kai. We're getting a new NXT Women's Champion, and Raquel Gonzalez will also be going to the main roster. That's huge.
That's my opinion, and I feel it. I mean, you and I have talked about it a lot, you know, especially on Mondays. The women's division on Raw needs a bit of a boost.
Yeah,
it really does. And not because of the women, it's just because of the creative. And I think it would help to have someone like her come up to the main roster to give it that boost that it really does need.
Yeah, Mandy Rose once again seen on NXT. So there is some movement between the main roster and what's going on with NXT. And also when it comes to NXT, I think the big story was the Bronson Reed, Adam Cole main event last night. Excellent match. We talked to Bronson Reed here on Busted Open earlier this week. And very good match. Adam Cole then being attacked by Kyle O'Reilly. So, you know, listen, Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole in this feud, in this angle, we've seen it over multiple companies. Those two have amazing chemistry in the ring, and I'm glad they're continuing that story between those two.
I agree. I had asked you about, and I'd rather hear it from the Nation because they're a good gauge as well, because you were a little indecisive. Well, who did they cheer or did they boo during the attack? Like, what is your opinion about this? Because, I mean, clearly that Adam Cole is supposed to be the heel and O'Reilly is supposed to be the babyface, but was there a mixed reaction? I couldn't tell from how I was watching, but maybe the Nation or maybe someone who was there can tell us what the people were.
It seemed to be a bit of a mixed reaction, and I can understand that when you're dealing with somebody like Adam Cole. And you just said if somebody was there or somebody was watching to give us a call. I actually want to hear from the Busted Open Nation if they watched the show at all. Because I know for myself, I was a little late coming to NXT, which I wasn't worried about because I'm DVRing it. And I missed a portion of the beginning of the show, Tommy, because my DVR didn't record NXT because it was on Sci-Fi, which I don't get. Because I figured on a DVR, you put in the show, no matter what channel it's on, it's going to record. So I missed a little bit of the show for that reason. And I actually saw some people on social media saying, where's NXT? Because the Olympics was on USA, moved to Sci-Fi. I bet there was a lot of people that didn't watch the show last night because they forgot that it was on Sci-Fi and not USA.
Set your DVRs.
Yep. But I did set my DVR and it didn't record.
Because you have it set for the wrong station. If you had a TiVo, it would just do from the title has moved, David. Just
this is not 2003, all right? Nobody has TiVo.
Well, my DVR, my TiVo recorded it. Yours didn't. So don't knock it.
That's true.
I also, before we were talking, I wonder if you do this entire show in rhymes and limericks, how you were. That's why I was laughing so much, because I'm crazy. I know we could do Busted Open the Musical. That's easy. I could write that in a heartbeat.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Just trying to think of it. You had said it like it was about Karrion Kross, and I'll tell you why. So that's how I think. I'm crazy. I'm now booking Busted Open like it's wrestling.
Speaking of crazy, Cameron Grimes and LA Knight are killing it on NXT. I'm loving those vignettes between those two. I really do think it's something special.
Yep. Nice little cameo with Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, which he gave us the exclusive that he would be coming back. A lot of Caddyshack references. Jeremy Borash was probably the guiding light between all those segments, and it was really, really entertaining. That made me laugh, all of it. And when he sliced into the woods with his golf ball, and it, also Eli Drake has some good acting chops, and it was very, very over the top funny.
I totally agree. There once was a man from Nantucket. LaGreca told Sammy Callahan he could suck it.
Karrion Kross will get lost because of the boss during his call-up. What the fuck?
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer, and we talked about it earlier in the show, Tommy. There's a new show that's starting on Starz. An original series. By the way, I love Starz. I think one of the all-time great TV shows, Banshee, that was on Starz. So I'm a big fan of Starz. But a new show, and it revolves around our business, Tommy, and that's the world of pro wrestling. Heels. And the two stars from that show, we have Alexander Ludwig, who plays Ace Spade, and Stephen Amell, someone I know you're familiar with, Tommy, plays Jack Spade. Gentlemen, welcome to Busted Open.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Steven, you shaved your head. You look great. You got a really good bald head, man.
Thanks, man. I'm never going to lose my hair. So every once in a while, I want to see what the other side looks like, you know?
Well,
Tommy, you're giving away the plot of the show. Steven loses a hair versus hair match in episode number 4, Heels. And now you just gave it away.
That's actually what the whole show is about. We just watched Steven bald throughout the next 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Speaking of good hair, wow, you got some good hair as well over there.
Well, on the show, we had to put in a lot of extensions.
Yeah. All right, so let's break it down because, Tommy, should we tell Alexander Ludwig what happened earlier in the show, or should we just leave it alone?
No, let's just leave it alone. I want to get to it. Yeah.
Come on, Tommy.
No, it's not my call. I want to talk about wrestling. I want to talk about wrestling. We're on a wrestling show. We're talking about Heels, which is an old territory show. It piqued my interest when it first started breaking on the internet. Now you guys are done. What were some of your biggest challenges?
Well, I think that everyone's going to say this in the year 2021, which was filming in 2020. We were one of the first shows back. Starz and Lionsgate really, really, really stepped up. And I think in a lot of ways led the way in terms of us being one of the first shows back. Hired a great company out of Arkansas called CTEH to run all the COVID protocols. So it was that. And then I think that we owe a big thanks to Mike O'Malley, principally, who basically had to take all 8 episodes and we kind of wrangled them all together because of, various challenges as we went through filming. So that was, behind the camera, the non-interesting part. The interesting part, I think, from a wrestling standpoint, was just trying to get as much of this stuff right as humanly possible because, I have been a huge fan of professional wrestling since I was, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. And I know how much people value and care about the business. And we wanted to do it right, do it justice.
I know, so if you're involved, you will.
Thank you.
So let me ask Alexander. So we know Steven is a big fan of pro wrestling, and he's done some stuff in pro wrestling, which we'll talk about as well. Alexander, were you a fan, or are you now new to the world of pro wrestling?
You know, I was that kid who, like, you know, I would turn on the TV, and if I saw a WWE match, I'd be watching it. But I wouldn't say I followed it religiously. Through the years, I've been fortunate enough to work with some of the incredible heels of all time, like Dwayne Johnson and Adam Copeland. And Adam Edge Copeland, he was so pivotal for me just to study and ask him questions about what we needed to do. And I realized pretty quickly into shooting that the only thing fake about wrestling is the storyline, and even that can go haywire. But it's an incredible stunt performance, and what these guys put their bodies through is insane. They use and abuse their bodies just day in and day out. And as Steven said, like, it was so important to both of us that, you know, we thought that this show was really entertaining. We love the characters, but most importantly, we wanted people in the wrestling community to watch this and go, wow, these guys really put in the work. And I believe we did. I mean, Steven literally broke his back for the show. So, you know,
Steven,
I don't know who Adam Copeland or Dwayne Johnson are. I don't know who those people are. So
The Rock. You got to talk to Dave like he's a child. That is The Rock.
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Tommy.
I was going to say, Steven, you got hurt while filming this?
Yeah, we did a coast to coast, which was the first stunt that first move that I did in the show. We nailed it on take one. But I came up a little short. It didn't make any difference for the camera angles, but because it was all set up and I walked away completely unscathed from it, I said, let's run it back. Let's do it again. And I overshot and I landed basically sitting straight up. And I suffered a compression fracture of my T10 and L1.
Oof.
Which sounds, it sounds scary. I was back at work in 3-4 days, took some time off of wrestling and stunts and stuff like that. But I mean, I can think of a lot of things, a rolled ankle or a separated shoulder, or this sounded from a production standpoint a lot scarier than it was. But yeah, I broke my back. It was exciting.
That you can now be the grizzled veteran and be like, but I finished the set, brother.
except, but I didn't. I called for help immediately.
Well, Steven, no,
I tried to finish. I thought I had knocked the wind out of myself, and I realized very quickly thereafter that something was actually quite wrong.
Well, when you get up, when you become a little, I'm 50, so yeah, you'll feel that later. I broke my back and my neck. I've yet to have a surgery, and I like to call it, when you wake up, it's the Terry Funk I poop my pants walk. So you'll have that going for you. I can give you a few helpful ways to just keep fighting that pain. And I don't live a life of pain, thank God. When you fly, it'll be a lot different.
Yeah, and by the way, and ironically, I've had a lot of little nicks and knacks and stuff like that with my back and stuff that kept me sore. It was almost like this shook everything loose, because I actually had to do some rehab work, and my back feels better than it has since I was 20.
See, Dave, I tell you got to keep bumping. Then when I stop wrestling, I'm done. You just got to keep going.
So, Alexander, let me ask you. I was a big territory guy back in the day. One of my favorite territories was Georgia Championship Wrestling. This takes place in Georgia. Tell us a little bit about the story and what's going on with the Duffy Wrestling League.
You know, at the heart of this story, it's about people wanting more out of life. You know, and they live in this small town, and they're busting their asses to make a better life for themselves and for their families. Jack Spade, played by Steven, is Ace's older brother, and he kind of writes the scripts for the wrestling matches. And Ace is kind of the rock star in the ring, you know, the guy who's going to get out of the small town and make it big. And kind of overshadowing their relationship is, you know, the looming trauma of their father's recent passing. And as you get, without giving too much away, as you get more into it, you realize it was a pretty tragic way to go. I think what drew Steven and I to this script, and I'll just speak for myself, but I would say that it's, you know, it just, these characters are so colorful and this world is so limitless. It's such a fascinating story, but at the heart of it, it is really just people doing everything they can to get more out of life and exploring the ring like you've never seen before. I mean, we also explore kind of just what happens when things go wrong. You know, what happens when, you know, this is a live show. So what happens when people don't stick to the script? You know, what happens then? Because that becomes the story. And that's to us, I think, what was really, really exciting about it.
Back then, that happened a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great documentary called The Dark Side of the Ring on Amazon. And I watched that before we started wrestling. And it's crazy what these people have gone through, and just the history of wrestling is just phenomenal.
And especially back then when there was no internet, but how close they kept it to the hip in the sense of, there was a wrestler, Mr. Wrestling, where he would challenge fans to fight. And if he lost, he would take off his mask, and he lost. And he then took off his mask, but like, only the people in that arena would have seen it, as opposed to today with the internet, where if I'm him, I just say, screw it. And I run out the back. But back then it was the wild, wild west, and it was different. I mean, wrestlers carrying real weapons in their bags, guns, and, you know, in their boots, knives, razor blades, not only to fight the fans, but in case things went crazy in the ring. It's nuts.
Jesus.
We just saw it recently with GCW, with Matt Cardona getting belted by fans with bottles because he beat Nick Gage and won the championship. This was just this past Saturday. So it's something that still continues now. Steven, for you, obviously everybody respects you for, first of all, as a fan of pro wrestling and hosted a show, thank you for being a mainstream superstar and putting a spotlight on professional wrestling, especially
thank you.
Especially like an organization like Ring of Honor and what you were able to do with All In. And for you as a pro wrestling fan to be a part of that show, which kind of changed the course of pro wrestling history. If you think about it, here's this, you know, best of indie organizations doing a show in the suburbs of Chicago, and now has become, you know, a major organization like AEW. Like, you got to be kind of proud of something like that, I would think.
Yeah. Absolutely. When Cody came to me and told me about All In, because people asked me if I'd participated in AEW, and I'm like, well, yeah, yes and no, because I mean, you guys would probably know better, but I think of All In kind of as like it's almost like AEW in the womb, right? Before it, you know, came to be and was on TNT and all that stuff. But no, that was, that atmosphere and that night, you know, I brought my buddy Josh to walk out to the ring with me. He's the only guy that I know who's a bigger pro wrestling fan than I am. And the people that were there, the people that were coming by the dressing room, either to say hello or just to get into their gear. And we were sitting there at one point and Earl Hebner rolled in, and I thought that Josh was going to have a heart attack, but it was, I mean, that, what an amazing, amazing night. I mean, there are moments in pro wrestling, you know, I feel like I've been a part of three of them. I feel like All In was a moment. And then I was in the house for Hogan Warrior WrestleMania 6 and Hogan Rock WrestleMania 18. And I mean, like I put All In up there for me personally with those two moments, because it really did change the landscape. I mean, it feels like it's been 20 years or so since McMahon bought WCW, and not quite ECW, but when they folded in. So Tommy, I'm sure Tommy would know better because you were part of the invasion angle, but I don't know. It just, the landscape of pro wrestling is better when there are more options for people. Yeah. And I love what AEW is doing. So to be a part of that and to work with a guy like Christopher Daniels, who, you know, is a legend, was amazing. Just amazing.
If to have a built-in angle for the longest time, you know, Dave and I did the best celebrity appearances of all time. And you were a lot of people's number ones up until Pat McAfee had the match. And then so you have heat now with Pat McAfee because you're number two, but he's number one. So you got to go after Pat McAfee. That's really how we book things.
Well, I mean, I'm not staying at number two for long. I mean, if the show can get off the ground and be a success and get a little heat, I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't been poking and prodding Cody and stuff like that, except it's time for me, not just for the show, for the namesake, but just in general, it's time for me to take a heel turn. I'm sick and tired of just being the celebrity guest spot who's happy to be there. It's time for me to grab a steel chair and kick the shit out of somebody.
Oh, am I allowed to say that?
You can say anything.
It's okay, satellite radio. You can say whatever.
Okay,
you
good,
want.
good.
You just heard what what Dave LaGreca was yelling at Vince McMahon. That's nothing.
You guys, thank you for saving the show, by the way, because I think I might have said a couple of things before you guys joined that might get me fired from the show.
Oh, good.
Based on the fact that I get so emotional, Stephen. Like, I'm a fan. So even though it's pro wrestling, and Alexander, you're kind of new to this world. I know you casually watched, but now that you're engrossed in it, like, it really becomes part of you. It's like in your DNA when you're a pro wrestling fan. And even though it's predetermined and even though it's scripted, like when things happen, it's like, you know, your favorite football team losing a major game. Stephen, you understand where I'm going. You take things personal at times.
I still take things personally, but during WrestleMania 6, WrestleMania 6 was my buddy John Aaron's birthday party that we went to. And all the kids are having fun opening presents and eating cake and stuff like that. And I was in the front row, just laser focused in. I really wanted Jake the Snake to be the $1 Million Man, and he lost. And I probably the best match of the night. And then I was a full Hogan guy. And I cried in front of all my friends when he lost. So, I took it personally when he lost at WrestleMania 18. And I was in my 20s. So, yes, I take it personally.
I'm still mad the Undertaker streak was ended by Brock Lesnar.
I thought that that was one of the greatest things. It's difficult to watch that match back because I didn't know this at the time. But then you hear that he was just that the Taker was just out on his feet after like 5 minutes into that match. He got his bell rung real hard, and he was just the lights were on, but no one was home for most of the
Undertaker match. Was my favorite. Him and Kane, I love them both.
I love it.
Alexander, I want to quickly ask you, did you have the opportunity to hit the ropes and get the lovely welts under your armpits after hitting those ropes?
It was savage, man. And that's the thing, is like, it's crazy. Like, you know, you do the German or you do a suplex. Like, yeah, those suck. But like, it's nothing compared to just taking a flat back, you know, or just those everyday bumps. Those are like what rings your bell. And the ropes was, I think, what I was most surprised about, because what I've realized just in life is that the best at whatever they do make it look effortless.
Yes.
It's like, and they make it look like anyone could do it, but that's the mastery of it. And with wrestling, I came in pretty naive and I hit those ropes and I was like, holy shit, these are cables. Like, these are steel, like, you know, it's like, you know, and you get these, well, my body has never been in more pain and more uncomfortable in my life, especially at the beginning. Like, my neck was so sore and my back was so sore. But again, I think that everybody, the cast, the crew, everyone involved just rallied. There's this family aspect to it that I love. And lastly, the thing I definitely didn't expect was the amount of trust you have to have in your partner in the ring.
Yeah.
And I think that Steven and I like really, really bonded over that. Like, you know, Steven has to trust me and I have to trust him that when we do a move, he's not going to drop me on my neck. You know, like that, you know, that was a whole nother world.
And speaking from experience here, there's this one scene. I'm the guest referee in a match that Alexander has in the show, not giving too much away. And the thing that I noticed is because we opened up the match and would run the opening sequence and just the basic lock up and some trades and hitting the ropes, and Alexander took a back body drop. And obviously we're shooting it a couple of times in a row, but the thing that you forget, and I realized this is pretty quick when I get out there in the ring on a live show, boy, you forget to breathe. You forget to take a moment and breathe. So you get to the end of this sequence that shouldn't really be a lot. And I look over at Alexander, and I look over at our buddy Trey, who he was doing the match with, who plays a character named Bobby Pinn. And both of them are blown up after every take, just blown up because they're forgetting because they're doing all the moves, but they're doing them like this, like they're just all clenched up. You forget that. And that's like, to agree with Alexander, you guys make it look effortless, and it's not at all.
When you talk about moments, when I first started wrestling, I was 18. When I hit the ropes and coming home and taking off my shirt and my poor mom having to see her 18-year-old son, she's like, "What are you doing?" But,
now, Tommy, when you hit the ropes, do you, because I heard that the old school way to do it is you sort of take it under the arm on the right side, like Hogan always just basically like sort of just hit it one side, like underneath his right underarm, basically. But we sort of go like straight flat across the back.
I go under the armpit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the nice thing is we had a practice ring in our gym, and I made an effort, even if I didn't want to, every morning that I went in there, even if I wasn't doing stuff in the ring that day, I'd run the ropes for a couple minutes just so that I didn't get the virgin back again.
Yeah, great blow up drills. And I know you got Luke Hawks, a good friend of mine, helping out with a lot of the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Love Luke, man.
Yeah, man.
Love him.
He also plays a character in the show. Pretty sure he plays a character called The Hole, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he does.
In Florida wrestling, in an organization called Florida Wrestling Dystopia, which is kind of the villain of the first season, so to speak.
Nice.
And CM Punk involved in the show as well.
Yeah. By the way, not just in the ring. Phil came. It actually ended up, it was a real blessing. We had originally another actor, not a wrestler, really good guy, set for the role of Ricky Rabies. And then scheduling wise, it ended up not working out. And then all of a sudden it's like, we got CM Punk on the show? Really? And I get to trade with him a little bit. And I mean, Phil was so great in and out of the ring that we ended up bringing him back for the finale. And you know, Ricky Rabies and Jack Spade share some bonding moments, mostly with Phil on the toilet, but still, it still counts.
For most moments happen.
Steven, really quick, just as a fan, and I know this is all rumor and speculation, but how fucking huge would it be if like Punk and Bryan Danielson showed up on AEW?
Oh, look, I don't want to betray stuff that I've talked about with Phil, and I actually texted him when all this stuff broke. I'm like, "You coming back?" And he sent me back a photo of a cat shrugging like this. I mean, look, I think as a general rule, anything in the world of pro wrestling that is going to piss Vince McMahon off and get his competitive juices flowing is probably good for business. It'd be great. I mean, Phil, I'll tell you what, the only thing that I know for sure is that Phil can still go for sure. I mean, he's in great shape. The only weird thing about it is when you see him on heels, he did not get all of his tattoos removed. They just removed them for the show, which I think he regretted almost immediately, because he's got to spend like 5 hours in the chair. But I would love to see those guys show up in AEW or WWE. I mean, I Phil versus Triple H, you name it. It'd be great.
Oh, by the way, Alexander, congratulations. Getting married this year. Big year for you, man.
Dude, COVID, I got to say, we got very, very lucky through this whole pandemic. We managed to pull it to just pull out of our asses and, you know, met my beautiful wife and we moved in together and eloped. And it's been incredible. She's actually right across from me right now.
Oh, good for you, man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're a heartbreaker. A lot of people heartbroken that you got hitched. I got to be honest with you.
I think just Steven.
You're talking to one of them right now.
You know, the craziest thing, though, I was like, and Tommy, you can speak to this too, but like the craziest thing I found about when I spoke to wrestlers, when I did all this, and I think one of the things I respected the most about the whole sport was just, if you get hurt, you're on your own. Like, you got nobody looking out for you. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that to me blew my mind. Like, that's got to be the only sport where that's a thing that I can think of.
The worst is when you're hurt and the show moves on, and or if you go to a different town and you're left in that town alone, or you hear guys where, hey, I got hurt and they had to go somewhere else, and, you know, or you're even hurt in another country and or being in a hospital. That's why back in the day it was big too, for if you were, let's say you and I are wrestling and you got hurt, I would always check up on you and call you, because it's that one, camaraderie, but two, it's also like, so you realize, hey, I wasn't, I'm not alone, because it's a shitty feeling when that happens to you.
Yeah. I remember talking with Cody, and he was like, because his run with WWE was close to 10 years or thereabouts. And I remember him saying, I'm like, well, when, a very sort of a naive question. I said, well, like, you know, when do you get time off? He says, when I'm hurt, get time off when I'm hurt. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I remember I tore my shoulder, bicep, and pec in one move.
Oh.
I was left in a hospital in Cleveland. And then I just checked myself out. They said I needed surgery, and I was like, I can't. And I drove to Canada at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just, you know, because the show has to go on, and I had to make an appearance one armed at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, just driving from Cleveland to Mississauga.
Wow.
The name of the show is Heels. It premieres on Stars August 15th. Alexander, Steven, great success. We have the number one sports show on Sirius XM. So I am telling each and every person that's listening to this show right now to make sure that they watch Heels, support pro wrestling, support these two fine gentlemen, and support this show on August 15th. Make sure you're watching. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
It's on Stars. Get the app.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the Sirius XM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for Sirius XM. Special thanks to Sirius XM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and Sirius XM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
Sirius XM Podcasts.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at Gear Wrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.